Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 533, listener feedback number 38. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the cool things they got over there. You can make Mayberry, make America Mayberry again. You can get a bumper sticker or a magnet, whichever you like. Make America Mayberry again. Great thing to have. You can also get one of Opie's slingshots. He hand makes them himself and he'll send them out to you. You can get yourself one by heading over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of 533 is Tim Gerbrick. Tim Gerbrick. So, Tim, thank you for supporting Two Chairs, and thank you for being here with me. I've heard from a lot of you folks in the last several weeks here. Who am I should say? I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And I've heard from a lot of folks who've been writing in with feedback and everything. So we're going to have a feedback episode tonight, today, whenever you're listening, and get to hear from some of you, some of your fellow Mayberry fans are going to be visiting with us and giving us some of their information. So we're going to go ahead and get this thing started because I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got about 6 of these that are voicemails. And then a few that have called in as well, or not called in, written in, written, voicemails, whatever they are. Different ways I've heard from you, so it's great to hear you. And this one's from Jody. So let's hear from her first.
I just wanted to express my sincere appreciation for the podcast. I've been a lifelong fan, and I was thrilled to have the opportunity to go to Mount Airy. And now, when I'm rewatching the show, I watch them all start to end every couple of years. It's really enriched by listening to the cast so I can watch for those special moments. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jody. So that was, you had a little audio glitch right there. You heard it. She said she enjoyed watching the podcast to be able to hear some of those special moments that you actually pick up on as she watch an episode. So thank you. I'm glad I'm able to add a little bit of enjoyment to what you're actually seeing and hearing when you watch an actual episode. So thank you. Hopefully that's something that this podcast has done for a lot of people, because we definitely get inside baseball is what I've always called it. We actually talk about things on this podcast that you probably never would hear anywhere else. And hopefully it adds to, doesn't take away from, watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, because many of us have watched episodes over and over and over. So we know a whole lot about the town of Mayberry and the people who live there. And so it's kind of fun for me, at least, to dig in there and find little extra tidbits that you guys can enjoy, and because that's what I enjoy as well. All right, so let's go to our next caller, our voicemail, and this is from Phil. Let's hear from him.
Hey, Alan, this is Phil Bernard calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Just got through listening to you, the podcast on your Mayberry in the Midwest report, which sounded like a great time. Just wanted to touch on something you talked about there at the end about making sure that if you're a fan of Andy and if you're listening to this podcast, you must be, that you definitely need to make plans to go to one of these Mayberry events, because there's just absolutely nothing else like it. And there's no explaining that. You just got to go and experience it for yourself. Myself, it was 2009 before I finally made it to Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. And every year I'd always said, I got to go to that next year. I got to go to that next year. Just like you mentioned. And finally next year came and I went, and I hated I didn't start going way back when it first began, but I'm finally going now. And, me and my wife, we both look forward to it every year, and we can't express how much fun it is. So like you said, make sure you go. Just put it on your schedule, book it, and go. You will not regret it. Take care. We'll see you on the road. Bye-bye.
Wow, thank you, Phil. Phil is Leonard Blush. If you see him in the Mayberry Day Parade, he dresses up as Leonard Blush, and his wife's Miss Ellie. They walk in there together. So Leonard Blush. So thank you, Phil. So definitely make plans to be at some of these events, as I was talking about last week. He's talking about Mayberry Days. This year will be the 30th annual Mayberry Days. Oh, 30th year. So it probably will last a lot longer, But make sure you plan to come as soon as possible, because you never know when these events will stop occurring. A lot of the events that I've gone to over the years only lasted for three, four years. And then the organizers wear out, because many of us don't realize all the work that goes into putting on an event like Mayberry in the Midwest or Mayberry Days or some of the larger events. Even the small ones take a lot of work, because you got to arrange for vendors and all the things that have to happen. You got to get the tribute artists to come. You got to get maybe a cast member to come. Maybe you're getting the Darling Boys, or, you know, get Rodney and Maggie, Rodney Dillard, the Darling Boy that plays the guitar, Rodney, or Maggie Peterson, who is Charlene. Maybe you're getting some people like that to come to your event. And it's a lot of work. We've been doing the Mayberry Cruise. This year will be the 14th year. And, you know, it's just a lot of work for Sharon, the lady who actually puts it on, a lot of work to get all that done. So it kind of just burns you out after a while. So hopefully, let's pray for them and say that it don't burn out. And let's just hope all these events just continue to happen, because, wow, there's so much Mayberry fun out there, like Phil was talking about. Let's quit blathering along. Let me give you another caller here. Here's Grant.
Hi, Alan. This is Grant calling to you from Huntsville, Alabama. It's interesting to hear that you're from here, too. I just wanted to commend you for a great job on the podcast. I listen to it at work and on the drive back and forth, and it's just really relaxing. It's a good way to just, as you put it, spend a little time in Mayberry for a little bit of few moments at a time. I actually have an uncle who is a surgeon who lives in Mount Airy, and before I was a big fan of the Andy Griffith Show, visited him, but that's been 20 years or so. So I missed the opportunity there, kind of regretfully, but hopefully I get the opportunity to go back up there again and visit him and spend some more time in the real Mayberry. Anyways, wanted to let you know you're doing good work. Keep up the good work, and I will keep listening. Thanks.
Wow, that's right. Great, Grant. Grant's right here in Huntsville, Alabama, where I am. So I need to try to meet up with him and stuff. And he's got an uncle up in Mount Airy. So, wow. Now, speaking of Huntsville, I met a man and his son this weekend. A little boy, the young man was probably 7, and he was dressed up like Barney Fife. And he was at Memories of Mayberry that they had in Valley Head, Alabama. And he drove all the way over from Huntsville, which is about an hour and a half, to come to the Memories of Mayberry event. What a great time that was to see him. His dad was dressed up like Andy, and they were walking around, and the little boy just had such a smile on his face, enjoying himself, dressed up like Barney. And that's really what it's all about. That's what we're talking about. These Mayberry events and just fun times to visit with friends and fellow Mayberry fans. So, Grant, thanks for listening to the podcast. It's really neat you get to do that here in Huntsville. Maybe we can meet up and go out to lunch or something someday. All right, so next up, let's hear from Darren.
Hey, Alan. My name is Darren Porter. I've been a longtime Andy Griffith Show fan, and it's been several months ago now because I'm kind of slow at getting back to people. You had a show about who am I, talking about yourself and why you do the podcast and so on and so forth. And what I wanted to tell you is that you and I are very, very similar people. We are both Christians. We are both pretty much the exact same age. We're both big Andy Griffith Show watchers, which means that unless you are a prodigy child, you were an Andy Griffith Show watcher of the reruns and not the original series when it came on. And both of us are electrical engineers. And I just thought that was very, very interesting. I am an electrical engineer and have been totally blind from birth. And so I've worked primarily in the maritime industry, but I just thought it was interesting to know the similarities between me and you. We're still both huge Andy Griffith Show fans. So I just wanted to call you, like, you know, I enjoy what you do, and I listen to it every single Saturday morning, usually about 5 o'clock in the morning, because I'm an early bird. But just wanted to let you know what was going on, and keep doing what you're doing. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. Thanks for calling in, Darren. I can't believe you're an engineer. I'm an engineer as well. And the fact that you're blind, it really impresses me even more, because I barely was able to pass everything in engineering in school with being able to actually see everything. So I cannot imagine being able to do it and not being able to have seen everything. So hats off to you. Great that you're a Mayberry fan. The Andy Griffith Show. Andy Griffith Show brings laughs and smiles to everybody. So that's that is so cool. And yeah, wow, very similar. So maybe you could dress up like Floyd. It'd be perfect. So, all right, let's see who else is. Who else we got here? We got one from John. Let's hear from John.
Hi, Alan. This is John calling from just west of Indianapolis on Friday, May 17th. I'm assuming you won't hear this until you're back home. I'm getting ready to head over to the Mayberry in the Midwest meet and greet. I happen to work just about a mile from the fairgrounds where it's being held, and that's about 3 miles from the Mayberry Cafe. About a year ago, back in April of 2018, I was looking for some podcasts to keep me company at work and on my walks, and I've always been a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, and I came across Two Chairs No Waiting, and I've been meaning to call you since about October to congratulate you on the occasion of your 500th episode, this being the home of the Indy 500, and I never did that, so here we are. I'm hoping to get to meet you tonight. Thanks for all you do. Your podcast has been a constant companion to me for the past year on my walks and at work, and I've listened to your Bible study and enjoy that as well. Just really appreciate what you do and what you're doing for the Mayberry community. So thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
Wow. Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate that. And I did get to meet him at Mayberry in the Midwest. He came over and spoke to me and told me he had called. And I had not heard it until I got back from Mayberry in the Midwest, but it was great that he came over and spoke. Everybody that I got to meet several of you guys at Mayberry in the Midwest, and that was a lot of fun getting to meet people that listen to the podcast, enjoy the podcast, and and they donated to the podcast. So it's been a lot of fun being able to do that. So it's just been really nice. Let's see. What else do we have? I have one more voicemail, I believe. Let me see. This is from Kitty, and I think she had a few questions. So I'll try to answer them as we go through. So Kitty, take it away.
Hi. I was born in 1956, and I was blind. I couldn't see until I got glasses 6 years later. And my favorite show was the Andy Griffith Show. When I got my glasses, the first thing I saw on TV was the Andy Griffith. Oh, I saw his face. I saw Bonnie's face. Oh, it was wonderful. Having glasses is great. I'm watching, your show, and you talk about Betty Lynn, Rodney Dillard, Maggie, Ronnie Shell. Why don't you say Betty Lynn? I'm Thelma Lou. Or Rodney Dillard. Whoever he is, Maggie P. I don't even know these people. I mean, I know them, but I don't know their real names. I know Betty Lynn's name and Don Knotts. Please say, this is May 30th on a Friday in 2019, because some of us are trying to watch this and there's no date that you talk about. He'll be confused. Thanks. This is Kitty. I love your podcast. Keep it up.
Hey, Kitty. Thanks for calling in. So let's, she also was not able to see. We already had John call in, not John, Darren call in talking about that. So there's another. But she was able to see eventually and saw the Andy Griffith Show. It was the first thing she saw. I thought that was a neat story. She doesn't know the actor's name, so that is my fault. I should be more careful about that, and you're right. So when I'm talking about Rodney Dillard, I need to say that's the guitar-playing Darlin' Boy, Rodney. Whichever cast member I'm talking about, I will try, and I do try. Obviously I forget, I guess, but Betty Lynn is Thelma Lou. Don Knotts is Barney Fife. I'll try to remember to do that because I hate it when that happens to me too. So I will try my very best to make sure I tell you when I mention a cast member's name at least once during the episode which character he was. And finally, she was talking about the podcast date. So I do that on purpose, actually. I don't tell the date when the podcasts are recorded because in general, most of these podcasts, the date means absolutely nothing because the Andy Griffith Show itself is almost 60 years old. It'll be 59 years old this fall. And most of the episodes of this podcast are what in podcast terms is called evergreen. The only ones that aren't are the bullet episodes pretty much, but most things are evergreen, which means you could listen to them at any point. And all the episodes are numbered, so you can just listen to them in numerical order, and that kind of gets you, if you want to do it chronologically, that does that. So that's I purposely don't tell you what day I'm recording and what day, because otherwise you'd be listening to this, you know, in 10 years from now and go, oh, I don't want to hear this. This is 10 years old. But if you don't know, then most of the stuff I'm talking about, since it's about a show that's 50 some odd years old, it's not going to be dated very much. So you'll be able to enjoy yourself and just go along with us in the podcast. So that's why I don't do that. All right. So I believe that's all the voicemails I have. And I mentioned, guys, cruise. I mentioned about the cruise. The cruise to Mayberry 14 is coming up. And Ronnie Schell, that was Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle. And he was on the Andy Griffith Show in a few episodes as well. He'll be joining us for the Mayberry cruise. So if you have not done that, go to allaboutcruisesnc.net and get a ticket. Let's go. Come with us. You'll enjoy yourself. It's a great fun day. We're going on the cruise to Nassau and Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas and have days at seas. And we've got Elvis is going with us. And that's actually the reason I'm talking about that is that actually feeds into some of the questions we've gotten on over on Facebook, for instance. YouTube. On YouTube, we had the question, says, Billy had asked, what does Elvis have to do with Mayberry or the Andy Griffith Show? And why is he at Mayberry Days in Mount Airy? And can somebody answer this question for me? His name is William, Billy. And he's talking and referring to episode number 531, the e-bullet from May 2019. And what I wrote back to him, which is partially the answer, Andy and Elvis appeared together several times during their careers, with Elvis actually being Andy's opening act. I don't know if you guys knew that, but he was actually the opening act for Andy. And plus, there was a song one time called Elvis and Andy by Confederate Railroad, and our own Mayberry deputy, David Browning, was in that video. So that's a loose tie-in for Elvis and Andy Griffith. The real truth of the matter is the Elvis impersonator that's at Mayberry Days is Michael Hoover. And Michael loves the Andy Griffith Show. And he happened to be in the Mount Airy area probably 16, 18 years ago, a long time ago. And he was coming through during Mayberry Days, and he offered his services to perform as Elvis at the event. Just coming through and said, hey, I'll be glad to do something. So they let him sing the national anthem and some stuff that first year. And then they got him an actual show during Mayberry Days. He's a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show and just wanted to be a part of it all. And, you know, a lot of Andy Griffith fans love Elvis as well. They're Southerners and everything. So there's just that tie-in there, I believe. There's not a direct tie-in, but we live with it. We also have on the cruise, that's where I was going earlier, talking about the Mayberry cruise. We have Wayne Euless, the husband of Sharon Euless, who actually owns All About Cruises, who puts on the cruise. He's a Elvis tribute artist as well. So he goes with us on the cruise. And there are people that come on the cruise just to go see Elvis. So we'll take people however we can get them attending some of these events. So that's what we do. Let's see. We had some other emails. over here. Oh, we had one reference to episode number 528. And 528 was where we were talking about Sarah. Where was Sarah? Because I don't know if you remember that episode, but we were discussing the fact that Sarah was not around when Mr. Tucker was trying to use the phone because it was on the party line, right? So there was questions about, well, how was there a party line? Because and Sarah must have been around because when Gomer called, this is Billy again, same fellow Billy is making this comment. He says, when Gomer called Sarah, he had her home phone number. So obviously it works like 911. So she can then call the fire department or the sheriff. And that's why he said, give me the sheriff, Sarah. So maybe that's the reason. So anyway, that was Billy's thinking of that. There was also some information about in the bullet. We were talking in the bullet episode, number 531. Richard wrote in to say Howard McNear, talking about Floyd the Barber, that's Howard McNear, was also in a radio show called Rogers of the Gazette. You know, we were talking about him being on some radio, like he was Doc on Gunsmoke. Parley Bear can be heard on this show as well, Rogers of the Gazette. Will Rogers Jr. is the star of the radio show, and Georgia Ellis, the first Miss Kitty, plays the part of his secretary. The show reminds me of the Andy Griffith Show, and I feel this radio show just may have helped influence the creation of the latter, the later Andy Griffith Show on television. I've never read this, but after listening to some of the episodes of Rogers of the Gazette, it certainly makes me think that this just may be the case. Has anyone else ever noticed the two shows? So Richard also said the name of the town is different. I think it's spelled Elyria, which is a made-up town somewhere in the rural part of the United States. So that's where it was. So Rogers of the Gazette. Howard McNear was in that radio drama as well. Now, speaking of radio dramas, I'm going to hold off on any more feedback, but we have a lot more. A lot of you folks have written in, and I really appreciate you writing tons of stuff on YouTube where people are making comments about different episodes of the podcast, and I really do appreciate that a lot. But we're going to head on now to hear from Randy Turner for This Week in Mayberry History, where we're going to talk a little bit about more about old time radio.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
The great Norris Goff was born on May the 30th, 1906, in Cove, Arkansas. Norris appeared in a single episode of The Andy Griffith Show, but he had a much larger influence on the series than a single appearance. Nicknamed Tuffy, Norris's family moved to nearby Mena, Arkansas, when he was 5. He became lifelong friends with another boy who was born and raised in Mena, Chester Locke. By the time the two were in high school, they had developed reputations as comedians, performers, and class clowns. Norris's father operated a wholesale general merchandise warehouse business that serviced country general stores in several counties. Theoretically, to learn the family business, Norris visited many of these small stores while in high school, though in reality he spent much of his time talking to the local old-timers around potbelly stoves. Norris and his friend Chester both attended the University of Arkansas. They developed an act they performed in blackface, a common practice in entertainment at the time. They also developed a secondary act that used stereotypes of hillbillies, based on their own experiences and friends, and on many of the store owners and customers Norris had met while working with his father's business in high school. When the pair was invited to audition at a Hot Springs radio station, they decided to use their hillbilly act because of the abundance of existing blackface acts. Their show was picked up. Lum and Abner told the story of Lum Edwards, or Eddards as he pronounced it, and Abner Peabody, the hillbilly proprietors who ran the Jot 'em Down store in the fictional town of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, based on the real-life town of Waters. While both were comedic characters, Lum, short for Columbus, was generally more the straight man, trying to keep Abner in line, a job made difficult by the fact that Abner had the tendency to take even the most common metaphors literally. As the show went on, they eventually added the occasional additional actor to the cast, but much of the time, the entire broadcast was played by the two friends alone. Chester voiced Lum, and also characters such as Cedric Weehunt and Grandpappy Spears. Norris voiced Abner, as well as Squire Skimp, Mousie Gray, Doc Miller, and Postmaster Dick Huddleston. By the way, Huddleston was named after a real-life friend, and after Lum and Abner became popular, Huddleston eventually succeeded in having the town name of Waters, Arkansas, legally changed to Pine Ridge. The radio show quickly moved to Chicago, where it was broadcast nationwide, and was later broadcast from Los Angeles. In all, Lum and Abner aired more than 5,000 episodes between 1931 and 1954. When other actors were later added to the show, one was Opie Cates, a popular clarinetist and bandleader. Opie had his own show for a period of time and appeared with Sheldon Leonard as regulars in a radio program called Meet Me at Parkey's. Andy Griffith was a fan of Lum and Abner, which led to he and Sheldon naming Andy Taylor's son Opie after Opie Cates. Their admiration of Lum and Abner undoubtedly also led to Norris appearing in the Mayberry universe twice. While Norris did not act extensively away from radio, other than in a series of Lum and Abner movies, primarily in the 1940s, he did appear midway through the first season in a 1965 episode of Gomer Pyle, USMC, as Grandpa Pyle. That fall, he played store owner Mr. Dokes in the premiere color episode of the Andy Griffith Show, Opie's Job. His appearance in Mayberry was his final acting role. Norris passed away in 1978. The spirit of Lum and Abner is kept alive by its fans and the National Lum and Abner Society. More episodes than most for old-time radio have survived of this series and are available for download as podcasts. The show was a huge influence on the Andy Griffith Show, with the occasional storyline later adapted as a Mayberry story. Lum and Abner may be simple country folk, but just like those in Mayberry, they have generous and caring hearts. Their simplicity and innate goodness result in their continually triumphing over arrogant city slickers. As a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, you most likely would also enjoy the gentle humor of Lum and Abner. I certainly encourage you to check it out. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice. And go out there and act like somebody.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. And if you'd like to make sure you don't miss any of what Randy has going on around Mayberry, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss anything. And wow, do I have to agree with him about Lum and Abner. I love Lum and Abner. It's one of those things you have to listen to. The episodes are only about 10 minutes long, maybe 15, but more like 10 or 12 minutes long. The more you listen to it, the more funny it becomes. And it is very similar to the Andy Griffith Show. Very, very similar. The humor and the character development is very similar. And Andy obviously did love the show as well. So if you'd like to see more how that connects with the Andy Griffith Show, you can go back on Two Chairs, No Waiting, episodes number 129 through 131. Every one of those is about Pine Ridge in one way. Episode number 130 is called From Pine Ridge to Mayberry. And we talk about Opie Cates being on Lum and Abner. And that's where the name Opie came from. We find out about that stuff. That's there. If you get into episode number 131, then you're talking about Opie, the man. So you find out more about Opie. So go through that. And you also find out even more information about Grandpa Pyle, Sergeant Otis Pyle, by the way. Otis? Where's that name come from? His name was Otis Pyle. He was also played by Norris Goff. And if you want even more information, there's going to be a link in the show notes for this episode where you can go in and hear Parley Bear. That's Mayor Stoner. There's a two-part interview with him that starts on episode number 243. This link I'm going to give you will show you all these episodes. You'll want to scroll to the bottom of the page and go up because it's reverse numerical. So if you want to start at the beginning, you'd start at the bottom of the page and go up. But you can hear from Parley where he's going to talk about being on Lum and Abner, what that was like and how that tied in some with the Andy Griffith Show. Now, Parley, if you don't know, that's Mayor Stoner, as I said. So go and check it out. But there's a Lum and Abner section of Two Chairs, No Waiting, basically. And I love some of the old time radio. And another show, if you enjoy listening to the podcast, perhaps you would like listening to some of these old radio shows. I recommend The Great Gildersleeve as well. And I've done episodes of the podcast talking about that. On The Great Gildersleeves, the barber's name was Floyd Munson, but his name was Floyd. And at least in some episodes in the earlier seasons I listened to, Floyd's brother, his name was Otis. I've never been able to find a connection between Gildersleeve and Andy Griffith Show directly, other than there's a character on there that's the niece. And when she was younger, she's played by the same lady who played Annabelle Silby, who also played the lady who played the shoplifter on that episode where there was a shoplifter. But Annabelle Silby was one collecting for the children's drive. Well, she was on The Great Gildersleeve as a younger girl as well. So anyway, so there's no direct ties. Though. I've tried to find that people were writers on both, but I haven't been able to find them. If you know of anything like that, I would love to hear from you. Matter of fact, if you'd just like to call me and leave me messages like other folks have done, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. But I'd love to hear what you think. If you love some of these old-time radio shows, I've done some podcasts of old-time radio shows. I did one not long ago that was like an old-time radio show. And it actually had a guest, Cedric, from Pine Ridge. He showed up on that episode. So go back and check them out, guys. There's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with Mayberry and the things around it. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for being here in Mayberry with me, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Have a great week.